Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Marasi Shiachu, Rabbi Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai, the bracha batzlacha v'chol maaseh yadav. We're going to be discussing the name of kedushin and gittin of a mumer l'avoy dezara, somebody who's in an apostate Jew, somebody who chas v'shalom converts to Christianity or the like. In gittin daf lamed dalet amud beis and tosfos dibur maslo v'hu, there is a discussion about what name a mumer should use in his get. Jewish name, Gaisha name. So you see that a mummer can divorce his wife. Otherwise there wouldn't be a discussion of what name to use. Afal Gavdid, should he use his Gaisha name, Jewish name? What's Shaila? It's a mummer. So you see that Yisrael, Afal Pishachata, he sinned, he calls himself a Christian, but still Yisrael, who remains a Jew, so emerges from the Rambam. Yisrael mummer, who is Mekadesh, a woman, Kedushin Gemurim, she needs a get. So you see that he could be Mekadesh, he could be Megaresh. In the Torah, it says that a Mumer was Mekadesh, his Kedushin is Kedushin, she needs a get. And some say his Kedushin isn't Kedushin if he's a Mumer Lechal Shabbos, Sabbath Spirit for a Hesia, if he's a public Sabbath desecrator, or if he's an Oved Aved Zara, and his Kedushin isn't Kedushin. Veloy Nehira, but we don't pass in that way. In the Sefer Get Pashut, in Eben Ezer, Simon Kuf Chav Tes, Yiv Katan Chav Beis, he says from the Rambam, it's Mashma, that a Mumer is Kedushin Gemurim She'ein Bem Suffix. There's no doubt about it, this Kedushin. The Shut Marashdam explains B'das HaRambam that Kedushin Mumer is only a Suffix, because that's what the Rambam says, V'tzricha Get Mimenu. It's Mashma that it's not absolute Kedushin. If we're a Kedushin Gemurim, then it would be Kedushin Gemurim. We wouldn't have to say Tzricha Get. Rambam saying Tzricha Get because that's it's only Kedushin as far as Get's concerned. She needs Kedushin, she needs a Get L'chorma just in case it was Kedushin. But if somebody else is Mekadesher, she would need a Get from that other man also. So he brings from the Sefer Pnei Moshe, Ayin Sham. So there's a Machlokas B'das HaRambam. Is it absolute Kedushin of a Mumer? Or is it only Kedushin L'chumra, but not Kedushin Gemurim? Is it only Kedushin Mesafik, but not Kedushin Gemurim? So Frek Rav Nassan Gishtetner Zeichat Zanik Levrach Laris Nassan Chelik Tesvav Simen Kuf Hei that Lechor Yesh Lahakshos, according to the Shittas, that Kedushin Mumer is only a Suffek because maybe his din is a Goy Gomer, he can't be Mekadesh. So had the Rambam in the Torah right that Mumer who is Mekadesh, she needs a get from him. Since it's a Suffek, maybe he has a din Goy. And on the tzad that he's a din Goy, he can't be Megarish, a Goy can't be Megarish. So let's be Machmer that his get isn't a get. So really it's not a kash at all because Maman of Shech on the tzad that he's a Yisrael, the get is a good get. And on the tzad that he's a guy, she doesn't need a get. So everything is cool. However, Frek the get pashut, right, because a guy doesn't need to do gerishin. So therefore she doesn't need a get. So Frek the get pashut, there, that according to the Shittas that a Mumer is Mekadesh, his Kedushin is Suffolk, because maybe he's a guy who doesn't have Torah's get in Kedushin. So then we run into a big problem. Problem is, when he was Mekadesher, he was a Jew. And now he's a Goy, he can't be Megarisher anymore, so it's sort of like they're stuck. Because Alt Jew, he married her. And Alt Goy, now he might be a Goy, and it's sad that he's a Goy. Goy doesn't have Gerishin, so he can't divorce her. So the answer is that a Goy can't divorce, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin. That a goy, how does a goy get married? There's no kedushin by a goy, there's no kinyan. She just walks away. So they, when they live together, they're married. And then when he walks away or she walks away, they literally walk away, pack their bags, and they leave. So that's considered gerushin by a goy. So here, Manav Shach, if he's Yisrael still, so then he gave her a get, and I'm sad that he's a goy, so she left. And that's how the Kedushin is unraveled, because she left. However, maybe this doesn't work, because a Goy, they don't get married properly, they don't have an actual Kedushin, they just live together, that's how they're married. So you can do a divorce by walking away. But here, they got married as Jews. So they got married as Jews, how do you get divorced as a Goy? How do you undo the kinyan? there was a kinyan as a Jew, and now as a guy, there's no more gittin, according to the tzad that he's a guy. So how do you undo that? How do you undo the original kedushin? Maybe walking away only helps by a guy, because they didn't get married with a kinyan. But a Jew got married with a kinyan. So how do you release from this kinyan without a proper get? And now that he's a goy, he can't give a get. So maybe they're stuck together. So for this, we have to go to a very big yesod in Achronim. That is that the Avnei Miluim in Simen Yud Ches and Sif Aleph is Mechadesh, that if you have a couple that their Kedushin is Beheter, and then afterwards there was an Isser Lav that came between them, the original Kedushin goes away according to the Man D'Omer that there's no Kedushin for Chayvei Lavin. Even though it's Mechadesh or Beheter, now, since in the course of marriage, the Kiddushin became an Isser Lav, so goodbye Charlie, they're not married anymore. The Kiddushin are automatically unraveled, undone, because they became Chayvei Lavin, according to the Man D'Omer, that there's no Kiddushin by Chayvei Lavin. And that is the Yisod, that you're done Hafkas Chalos Memeniyas Chalos. In other words, you can learn the undoing of a change in halachic status from the original prevention of a change in halachic status. In other words, if originally they were chayvei lavin, they wouldn't be able to get married. Now that they're already married, so that's minyas chalos, now that they're already married, the yisr lav is mafkia the chalos, removes the marriage, removes this change in halachic status. And this yisod he brings from Yevamos, Daf Mem Tes, that Abaye says that if a person has bia with his sota, kol modim, the Baal HaSod, everybody agrees that if you have bia with his sota, and it's a woman who's unfaithful, even Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a mamzer, mechaybe lavin, that two people are, there's an isra lavin between them, their child is a mamzer. Nevertheless, if somebody has bia with his sota, even though he's over on a lav, because he's not allowed to, nevertheless, the Vlad is not a mamzer. And what's the raya? The raya is d'atafsi b'kedushin, because there is tfisis kedushin. What does it mean there's tfisis kedushin? It means that even after she was mizana, the kedushin didn't go away. That's what it means, there's tfisis kedushin. According to Rabbi Akiva, normally there's a mamzer mechabe lav and there's no tfisis kedushin. But by sota, it's not like that, because there is tfisis kedushin. What does it mean there's tefisis kedushin? They're already married. It means that the kedushin isn't undone. The Avnei Miluim explains that since by a sota a get is required min haTorah, tiski matzah berabas davar v'katzalot sefer krisus, he finds some immorality and he writes her a get. So it's muchach v'lo paku kedushin harishonim, that the original kedushin did not go away. It's muchach that the original, from the fact that you need a get, it's muchach that the original kedushin didn't go away. Because if you say ein kedushin tofsin b'sota, if you say there is no tefisis kedushin by sota, so that would mean that the original kedushin should go away, should be unraveled, should be undone, when she becomes a sota. That's what it means. Gemara says, "Dahatapsi b'kedushin, there's tefisis kedushin." And what does Rashi say? Rashi says tefisis kedushin means that they remain married, because she needs a get to get divorced. That means that they remain married even after her act of unfaithfulness. So you see from this Rashi that we learn hafkos fel chalos from menias chalos. Tefisas kedushin, from the fact that there's tefisis kedushin, you learn that afterwards they remain married. Because if there wouldn't be Tfisas Kedushin by Sota, then afterwards they wouldn't remain married, meaning that the Kedushin would be undone. What's Monea Chalos is also Mafkia Chalos. So if this Isra Lav of Sota was Monea Chalos, then it would also be Mafkia Chalos. So the Gemara says it's not Monea Chalos. There is Tfisas Kedushin. So that means that it's not Mafkia Chalos. That means they remain married afterwards. Because if Sota would bring a Mamzer and would mean that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, it would also mean that if it happened in the middle, that when Sota happens in the middle of marriage, then they're no longer married automatically. So that's the Yisod Gadol of the Avnei Miluim, that you can learn the Menias Havkas Chalos from Menias Chalos. Whatever prevents a marriage to be originally from before they're married is also going to cause the marriage to be unraveled, annulled, after they're married. So that's why the Gemara says that by Sota, the child is not a Mamzer, because the Kedushin is a good Kedushin, which also means that the Kedushin is not, because there is Tfisas Kedushin, which also means that the Kedushin is not undone. The Kedushin is not unraveled when a woman becomes a Sota, because one is derived from the other. Tatafsi ba Kedushin, since there's Tfisas Kedushin, it means that now, already being married, they don't have to do Kedushin again, they're already married. But now being married, the Kedushin isn't undone. That's what Tfisas Kedushin is. Now, in this context. So you see that, you learn Hafkas Chalos, the undoing of the marriage, from Menias Chalos, from what was originally. Just like originally there's Tfisas Kedushin, that means that now the marriage isn't undone. But if originally there wasn't Tfisas Kedushin, now the marriage would be undone. Yosef Engel in his Asfin Doraisa brings from numerous places whether you judge Hafkas Chalos from Anias Chalos. Mirat Hashem, we are hopefully going to discuss that in a soon to come Shir Belineder. One of them is from the Mishnah Lamelech, who's Choker B'Shitas Rashi, that the food that's less than a kibetza is a makabel tuma. What's the din if you have food that's a kibetza and then it was cut in half? So it had tuma, but now it's cut in half. Maybe it should lose the tuma, right? Because if originally it would have been less than a kibetza, it wouldn't have gotten tuma in the first place. So now that it already has tuma, but it's cut in half, it's no longer a betza. So then it's no longer makabel tuma. Just like if you have a beged that's gimel al gimel, it's makabel tuma, and then if it's cut to less than gimel al gimel, it becomes tar. So now it can't be makabel tuma. So that you see, have you done Hafkas Chalos Tuma from Anias Chalos Tuma? So the Fidus Svara of done Hafkas Chalos from Anias Chalos, for him for the Kasha, the Get Pashit. The Get Pashit says, wait a second, he was a Makadish and he was a good Jew, and now he's a Mummer. So he can't be Magarish, according to the Din, that a Mummer has a Din Goy. So his Get isn't going to be a good Get. And they can't say they just walk away because they had a proper marriage. They had proper Kedushin Gemurim. But based on what we're saying, it's not a Kash at all. Or it is a Kash, but we have a Teretz of the Kash. The Teretz is that if you say a Mummer can't be Megarish because he's a din of a Goy, so just like a Goy couldn't marry in the first place, it's Menias Chalos, so too there's Hafkas Chalos. So the marriage is automatically unraveled, just like a Sota. If the din would be that there's no Tfisas Kedushin B'Sota, that would mean that afterwards, that when she becomes a Sota in the middle of marriage, the marriage is automatically undone. Just like there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Sota, if that would be the case. That would mean that afterwards, when she becomes a sota in the middle of marriage, the marriage would be undone, marriage would be unraveled automatically. But we say there is tefisas kedusha by a sota. Could theoretically be tefisas kedusha with a sota wife. So memela, there's also hafkas kedusha. So to here, there's no tefisas kedusha by a goy. So memela, when he becomes a goy in the middle of the marriage, there is hafkas kedusha. Just like by sota, if there would be no tefisas kedusha, there'd be hafkas kedusha. Happens to be tefisas kedusha by sota, therefore there's no hafka, therefore she needs a get. But hu adin legabe this mumer, and the tzad that he's really a goy, since there's no tefisas kedusha, there's minyas chalos sota, that means hafkas chalos, that means that it's automatically undone. Now, what would be the din if a man was Makadesh and Isha, became Bar Mitzvah and Adar, was Makadesh and Isha, and then they made it a Shana Mubaris? So that's it, he became a Kotan again. So Lechora, they don't need a get, because we're judging Hafkas Chalos from Menias Chalos, just like there's a Menias Chalos in being a Kotan, he can't marry her. So now that he reverts back to being a cotton because Bezim was Ma'abit V'chod the Shana, and he's really a cotton again, there's a second Adar, his birthday is only in the second Adar, that would mean that no get is necessary because we're Mafkir the original Chalos, because being a cotton means Minias Chalos, so that also means Afkas Chalos. However, here you wouldn't really have to come onto that Svara. It says Rav Nosson, because here in this case it's not Pshat that there was a chalos kedushin when the mummer married as a Jew, so he was originally a Jew. But here, when it turns out that it was really a shana muberes, he was never a gadol to start with. So you don't have to say that the marriage is unraveled, that they got married, but now that he becomes a katan, since a katan can't marry, so it's automatically unraveled. Because just like it's monea chalos, also it's mafkia chalos. It turns out retroactively, now we have new insight, that he was never a katan he's never a gadol in the first place. He was a cotton all along, because when Bezin's Ma'abir the Shana, that means that he never really turned Bar Mitzvah. It isn't that it happened afterwards. That's L'mafreya, the Metzias of the whole year, that it was a Shana Mubaris. That whole Adar was an Adar Aleph. So therefore, Me'le Mitzvah that, he would need a get. You see, he was a cotton all along. Okay, this is a big topic in Mitzvah Shem. Yirotz and Shanasov and Nishna Perizeh. Shalom, shalom, sweet, most beloved friends.